Hello, and welcome to this week's SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast, where we offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Billy Hurley. Information security pros often spend much of their days away from their desks. So when malware strikes, in the form of a worm, virus, or worse, it can be helpful to have a USB thumb drive loaded up with valuable remediation tools at the ready. In this tip, Ed SCOTUS reveals his list of the most important weapons in any portable malware defense kit, and they're all free. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Fight Viruses with Your USB Flash Drive, written by Ed SCOTUS. I've heard that lawyers and doctors were once skittish about telling people their professions at a cocktail party. When other partygoers would hear, they'd seek medical or legal advice, creating a vortex of free consulting. At today's parties, if you mention that you work in the computer security field, a similar VOFC will very likely materialize around you. In the presence of a security guru like you, who can blame your host for seeking some help with slow-working PCs or incessant pop-ups? There are often times when information security professionals need to perform some quick remediation, but don't have the luxury of their full tool sets. To that end, in this month's tip, we'll discuss how to build a portable software kit for use on malware-infected machines. A huge number of very useful system analysis and malware-fighting tools are available for free on the internet. I urge you to download them and burn them to a CD, or better yet, write them to a cheap 1 gigabit USB memory token. Then carry that USB token with you wherever you go, even to fancy cocktail parties, so you're ready to swoop in like an information security superhero to save people in distress. Weapon 1, antivirus and anti-spyware. First off, you'll need antivirus and anti-spyware tools that can scan a system, detect malware, and eliminate it from the machine. My favorite free antivirus scanner is ClamAV, a tool acquired by SourceFire in August 2007. Signature updates, however, should be downloaded regularly. For anti-spyware, my favorite free tools include Lavasoft AB's Adaware, SpyBot Search and Destroy, and Trend Micro Incorporated's Hijack This. Though commercial vendors are swooping in to purchase a number of these tools, as long as they remain free, high quality, and up to date, there's nothing wrong with using them. Weapon 2, machine analyzers. One of the best sources for in-depth analysis of Windows systems is SysInternals, an organization acquired by Microsoft in July 2006. I'm hopeful that many of the SysInternals tools will eventually be incorporated into Windows itself. But until that occurs, downloading them is a great help. Here are some essential SysInternals tools. Process Explorer is everything that Windows Task Manager should have been. It shows all running processes, indicating their hierarchy of relationships, as well as the DLLs that they've loaded. FileMon and RegMon record all interactions with the file system and registry, respectively, and do so in real time. Process Monitor, a new addition to the SysInternals stable, basically combines the three, detailing pretty much all of a machine's running processes. The AutoRuns program displays all the system's auto-start programs that are activated when the system boots up or when a user logs on. Because spyware often tweaks the auto-start directories or registry keys, this program is vital in analyzing the status of a machine. Strings displays a file's character strings on the screen. Malware authors careless enough to leave strings in their code will quite often leave ASCII strings. To make the SysInternals program look for ASCII rather than Unicode strings by default, run it using -a. Finally, Rootkit Revealer looks for a rootkit by determining when a system provides misinformation about which files and registry keys are present. The insights gleaned from these tools, with a little search engine help for specific processes, DLLs, and file names, can help identify malicious activity on a machine. Weapon 3, Microsoft Baseline Security Analyzer. Microsoft's free, handy diagnosis tool looks at hundreds of settings on a Windows machine, determines its security state, and makes recommendations. MBSA can reveal weaknesses, like out-of-date patches, that enable malware infections. I also carry around a copy of Netcat, the venerable network communications widget that sends arbitrary data across a TCP connection, or over a UDP port. Netcat can move files all around, such as the report generated by MBSA or ClamAV, or achieve remote shell access. There are two more important components that should be in any portable malware defense toolkit. We'll reveal them shortly after a brief word from SearchSecurity.com.
SearchSecurity.com has teamed up with network security expert Lisa Pfeiffer to create Wireless Security Lunchtime Learning, a collection of learning tools that fit into your busy schedule. Each lesson consists of a 20-minute webcast, 4 technical tips, and a quiz. So in the time it takes to eat lunch, you could learn how to implement secure WLAN access or choose the right flavor of 802.1X. Check out Wireless Security Lunchtime Learning at searchsecurity.com.
Weapon 4, LADS, List Alternate Data Streams. This freeware tool by Frank Hain scours NTFS-based file systems for alternate data streams, files that are hidden by default and sometimes used by attackers to conceal their evil. A new option has been added to Windows Vista that can display streams using the built-in dir command combined with the /r flag. Since pre-Vista boxes are still a reality, tools like LADS should be another vital component of your toolkit. Weapon 5. VMware Player, VMware Safe Browsing Appliance. VMware Player is a free virtualization application, which allows a guest machine to run on top of a Windows box. The VMware Safe Browsing Appliance includes a free Ubuntu operating system with a running Firefox browser. Sometimes internet access is needed to download an additional tool. If no other machine is handy, we're talking about a cocktail party here, VMware can be installed on the messed up box. Running the virtual machine will allow access to the internet. Once you build your malware-fighting USB arsenal, make sure it is set to read-only. Many USB tokens have a little hardware switch for read-only access. Flip that switch, because the last thing you want is for malware to infect your kit. I simply avoid buying USB tokens that lack such hardware support for read-only access. Finally, don't let these tools be the limit of a USB analysis kit. Feel free to augment it with other components specific to your own needs. But don't just dump items onto a USB token without understanding what they do. Running a tool incorrectly may cause even more damage to a machine. Practice with them in a lab on experimental machines and think carefully about how each tool can help fix an infected box. With a little planning and a lot of practice, a malware-fighting USB token will serve you well. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.